Great question, this one, but to kick off, I have to commence with a caveat that I am not a tax expert, and so don't offer any kind of advice in relation to tax positions of immigration situations as they finally materialise. So what I suggest you do in relation to the taxation implications of potentially making this application for immigration status is to talk to a CPA or another other tax accountant who can give you the advice that you need. Turning now to the immigration element of the question, okay, this is kind of how you need to think about your scenario as it sits. If you're a current resident, and to some degree if you're a visitor trying to adjust your status through to an employment visa, but certainly if you're a current resident, and you are in possession of an offer to take up work for an alternate employer, that is someone who isn't presently sponsoring your employment visa permissions, then it is possible to approach the immigration department to secure a change of employment visa sponsorship from your old employer-employee type relationship through to a new employer-employee type relationship that's predicated on an independent contractor relationship as you're envisaging. However, it's important to understand that you as an independent contractor will need to be properly registered as a business, which will require you to get a business registration certificate. That in turn will then require you to determine what business vehicle is suitable in your circumstances. Should it be a sole proprietorship or should it be a limited liability company? In the final analysis, that's a decision for you to make. In this situation, the party that's extending you the contract will still have to sponsor your employment visa. In order to do this, the immigration department will typically look to see that in this scenario, the industry that you work in organises employment type scenarios on an independent contractor basis. So, because I'm not familiar with the industry that you're in, if it just so happens that the type of business that you're in, normally the professional relationship is governed by an independent contractor scenario rather than an employer-employee scenario, then you know that will count positively towards this application being sponsored by this new party. Another thing that would impact is if the employer has no formal employees as such, and that all their typical employer-employee type relationships are undertaken on an independent contractor basis. Now, to adduce evidence to this effect, you'd have to show that the Immigration Department is engaging other parties on terms similar to the ones that are being extended to you, and that this is, in a sense, the way that your employer typically conducts its business. So that's an important dimension. Additionally, the terms of your engagement must meet the standards applied normally in an employer-employee type relationship. Understanding that if the Immigration Department come to the party on this, it will be a positive act of discretion on their part, because normally they do expect to see an employment contract rather than an independent services contract between two parties. But on the other hand, you see, all things considered, if the employer is simply sort of throwing the burden of your visa status onto your shoulders, and isn't prepared to participate in the visa acquisition exercise, this would make you, in your instance, an applicant for, in a sense, a self-sponsored business investment visa. And in a business investment visa, the approvability test is somewhat different from that and if it was an employer-employee type relationship, because under the business investment visa regime, you need to show that you can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong rather than be in possession of special skills, knowledge and experience of value to are not readily available in Hong Kong, which is a test for the typical employment visa. If effectively what's going on is that you will end up with a single contract with this employer, it'll make you effectively a one-man business, and it's highly unlikely that as a one-man business with a single contract, which is for all practical purposes an alternate employee-employer type relationship, it's highly unlikely that an application for business investment visa in your circumstances would be successful. Because by definition, substantiality of the scenario for the approvability test is not being satisfied. So there you go, quite a complex scenario, lots of moving parts in it, so it's not impossible, but as in all things with immigration, it all depends.